Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing in our theory that the Rambam really puts a dagesh, puts an emphasis on the lo sochlu al adam, on the achila harar, the achila mechueres. So halacha beis, there are just a number of diukim that I want to elaborate, which you really see the Rambam l'shita. So achila zo shehu chayev aleha dvarim harbe yeshba. Let's pause there. Right, already that statement, achila zo shehu chayev aleha, that the mechayev, right, again, the Ramban talks about the Kedoshim Tiyu and the Ma'amar al-Aviv Ima, which have resonance to the Ramban, but certainly the Achila is front and center. It's Lo Sochlu Adam. Achila Zo, Shehu Chayiv Alah. So there are many Pratim. V'im Kula Malachu Moshe Yisinam B'Kviya Kabbalah. Eino Chayiv Skila Ad Sheyigdom Yishol Aviv V'Yikna Basar B'Zol V'Yayin B'Zol V'Yochla Asam Chutz Mir Yishos Aviv B'Chabura Shekulan Reikananu B'Chusin. That comes straight from the Gemara, that it has to be such a chabura, the Kesef Mishnah points out. The Lashon HaGemara here is, again, it's Ayin Beis, Amr Bayu, and Uchayabat, Yochal B'chabura, Shekulan Srikin, Perush Reikim, which is the Targum of Srikin. So, interestingly, the Rambam right, refers to them as Rekanim B'chusim. I want to come back to that point later. V'yochal Basar Chayv, and Uchay, Bashal, and Ubashal, Kederach Shaganavim Ochlin, Yishta yain mazak bin a mazak derech shagar garim shosin, right? Vahushi yochal mashke chamishim dinar bas zeb luk maachas, vishta chatzilog mi yain zeb bas achas. So, a couple points. The Nosei Kelim point out that the Rambam left out, yain ha'italki. He apparently assumed that that was, more a question of an orcha de milsanakat, that that's the kind of wine which typically is, has this addictive quality. But that it wasn't like a fundamental requirement in any sense of the term. The melugma achas and yishtacha tzilog miyayin zivas achas, that's a bigger chiddush. The Radvaz says that we don't find. Livy to the Yorsameach, who says that this is actually based on the Tosafta. But the Radvaz has an interesting point, and I'd like to develop it a little bit further. So the Radvaz says, what is the basis of this? So, and then he says, "V'dayin zarchiyin b'shlama yain efshar sheyishto so b'vas achas aval basar rachulku v'karav l'nimna sheyosh kam mishkam manar basar b'vas achas etc. L'fika achni sover the vayder b'luk ma'achas ena kavana sheyachnas akol b'fi b'vas ma'achas el sheyochol so b'li hefzik ki ilu hu b'luk ma'achas shelo balarishon adjenasan achel esoch piv shederach rav tada." So whether or not it really is b'vas achas, so you stick the whole thing in your mouth, or it's just highly barbaric. The Radvaz is being medayik that this is not explicit. And there's indications, maybe in the Yerushalmi indications in the Tosafta, but the point is that the Rambam is playing up this achila hara, achila zo shu chayav la, the achila ra, the achila mechueres. So the Rambam pashtus went further, and he said b'mlog ma'achas chatzi lo miyain ze bibas achas. Right, the idea being that this is a shiur, this is a geder in the achila ra, that it has to be done in this particularly barbaric, depraved way. Ganav mishal aviv achal achila zo b'shus aviv, ganav mishal achirim achal achila zo ha-mechu'eres, ben b'shus aviv, ben b'shus achirim, harei zeh pater. V'cheinim ganav mishal aviv achal achila mechu'eres, you can't miss it. Rambam, again and again, achila ra, achila mechu'eres, now, there are two theories as to why Dvar Mitzvah is excluded. Dvar Mitzvah could be excluded because it's lo asi l'mimshach, it's idiosyncratic, that's what the Babli says. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi, which is cited by the Kesef Mishnah, says that it could be a din in, okay, he's in Noshe Bekoleo, doesn't listen to his parents, but he's still Shomeya Bekolo Shomakom, which is interesting. And part of the Chumra of Hamra on your parents is, of course, the idea that you're by definition, also you know, in rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this person isn't quite in rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that might be an exception. Ketzad, achal chila zoha mechueres, imachabura ha-ra'a, sho'ochal iman, mitzvah mitzvah, o'sha'ochal ma'isvah sheni b'shalayim, afilu achal tzadchom ya'avelim, shimitzvah divreya ma'reza pater, v'chein imachal nivelo strefo, shkatzer v'patzer, afilu achal betanis tibor, she'aver mitzvahim, ha'reza pater mina misa. So once again, the Rambam, achila zo shu chayiv aleha, time and again, three separate times in Salacha, achila mechueres, you can't miss it. Secondly, as noted, right, the Rambam repeats seemingly the chabura shekula mechanu b'chusim. The second time, achila zo amechores ima chabura hara sheochel imahen. Right, the Rambam is repeating that. Why does he have to repeat that? But again, that factors in. That's part of what makes it an achila ra. It's part of these debased individuals. Thirdly, right, the point about melugma achas bas achas. Maybe that's a Chiddush HaRambam. It could be Yerushalmi, maybe indications of the Tosafta. But again, for the Rambam, it naturally followed from his Dagesh on the Achila HaRa'ah. And fourthly, you know, what's the Ptur of Dvar Mitzvah? The Rambam doesn't say anything about Asi LeMimshach. So maybe we would suggest, right, that it's actually rooted in the idea that the Hamra, Neged, Aviv, Imo is qualitatively not the same. Because it's Einenu Shomea B'Koleinu, but Kol HaMakom, you know, Lasos Mitzvah Shomea. I should just note that was the Radvaz. Incorrectly stated that was the Kesem Mishnah before. That's the Radvaz's point, you know, that, again, that might reduce the quality of the Hamra'ah against the parents.